Businesses would receive tax breaks both for creating new jobs and retaining the ones they have. Tax incentives will be offered to lure businesses to the state. Research and development parks would be created. House Minority Leader Paul LaVote of Independence questioned whether supporters could assure the body the bill would actually create jobs.
Is there an estimation of the number of jobs that we can create with this? Is there a goal? Is there some type of target?
The main feature of the bill, an enhancement of the Quality Jobs Program, credited with creating 22,000 jobs the past few years. Representative Ellen Brandom of Sykeston says the program lured a distribution center from Tennessee to southeast Missouri, creating 350 new jobs for the unemployed there.
Trust me, all these people who have lost their jobs are counting the days until that fact or that distribution center's up and running.
The bill now moves to the Senate. It is hoped that work can be completed on the bill well before spring break in March. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.